As a lover of a Broadway theater, I would imagine that any of those people playing these fantastic characters would think they have hit the top of the heap. But for today's guest, Stacey Sumereau, well, God had another plan for her, and she had to make a big change. In her new book, Adventure Awaits, How to Interpret Your Desires and Hear God's Voice, Stacey lays out a story of conversion, and it's a guide to spiritual awakening for all of us. Stacey is joining me today to share more about it. Good morning, Stacey. Thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Blend.
Hey, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here with you.
Stacey, as you and I were preparing for today's interview, I just shared with you my intense love of Broadway musicals. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up with watching these wonderful stories played out on stage and knew that that's where you wanted to be?
Yes. I guess I caught the theater bug when I was about seven. Was I seven? Maybe six. I went to see a production of Little Women. Honestly, looking back, I'm pretty sure it wasn't that great, but I thought it was the best thing I had ever seen.
Sure.
And I just absolutely fell in love with theater. And that was kind of the high point of my life. I have many different things that I love to do. I'm a multi-passionate person, as I'm sure many of your listeners are. There are many things that bring me joy, but the thing that really, to me, was like living, you know, this is the top of life right here, was being involved in theater. And I really loved the community aspect of it, the fact that you get to come together with other people and rehearse and practice and come up with something that is bigger than any one person. And, you know, that really was kind of an early desire. I didn't recognize it at the time, but that excitement that I felt of being part of this community, that really was a desire to serve God's kingdom. And I thought that it was a desire to appear on stage and be under the lights and, you know, have the publicity and all of the glitz and glamour that goes along with, you know, the life of a person on Broadway. And so, you know, it's interesting how you could say, in a way, my desires have never changed, but they're more deeply fulfilled now, actually, after I've left theater, than they were when I was in theater. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I firmly believe that life is a journey, and there are many paths that we can take, and we need to follow God along with it. And part of your journey was this time on Broadway, and you traveled, which included traveling with the cast of Beauty and the Beast that came right through here in Portland, Oregon. But for you, what was that turning point when you realized that while you thought your dreams had come true by living on the stage, you know, of these Broadway shows, that you realized God had something much more meaningful for you?
Well, it started off with a little thing I like to call the worm of discontent. That's a term that I made up. You won't read it anywhere else. But the worm of discontent is this little gnawing voice that pops up when you're alone, when you're not thinking of anything else, when you're trying to fall asleep at night. And the little worm of discontent kind of says, you know, this isn't really it. This isn't really what you thought it would be. You're not really becoming the person that you always imagined you would be. And when I was on the Beauty and the Beast national tour, I started to feel that worm of discontent, and it ate away at me for months. And I was very confused because, you know, going to theater school, you're really conditioned to believe that success in theater is your whole life. And that's really what I had given my life to for 10 years. You know, I would have told you that God sat on the throne of my heart, but the way that I was living and the fruits of my life really was that God, that theater was my God, really. Even though I never stopped going to mass, I still gave my first energy, my best energy to my theater career. And so when I felt that worm of discontent, what that was there was a deeper level of desire that was awakening in me that I couldn't ignore. It was really the voice of truth speaking through this kind of intuitive sort of, you know, voice mixed with conscience, really is how I would best describe the worm of discontent. And that just wouldn't be silenced. You know, no matter what I did, how hard I tried to convince myself that this is what I was meant to do, this is what I was called to do, there just kept being this voice that said, no, you're meant to do something else, something more. But I didn't know what that was. And in fact, Brenda, it took me many months to figure that out. And I had to go through a lot of disappointment of feeling like I'd wasted this time. I know for anyone who's listening, if you're in your 20s, even beyond, oh my goodness, it's possible any time of life, but I'd say it's particularly true that perhaps in your 20s, there's this fear of wasting time as though you'll never get these years back. And if you gave your life to God, if you changed direction, it's like admitting that all of this time that you've spent doing this one thing was wasted. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt. So it was a difficult turning point. I kind of grieved my desire for theater for months, but eventually I couldn't ignore it. But, you know, my desire for theater had just ebbed away while I was on tour. And then when I got back from tour, I started skipping my auditions, which I had gone to religiously every morning. And I would go to maybe 2 or 3 auditions every day in Manhattan. And I started skipping those and just going to mass instead. And that was where I really felt peace. And so, you know, there were many more twists and turns after that. But there was something true, something good, and something beautiful in attending mass and learning to just kind of slowly peel my vision away from what is it that I want to what is it that God wants for me. And there's one thing I want to share, if you don't mind, Brenda, really quick mm-hmm, about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, my fear in that time, and this is why it took so long for me to pivot away from theater and to trust God. My fear was that my desires and God's desires must be opposed. They must be the opposite. And whatever it was that I wanted, God was just waiting for me to pry open my little fist so that he could take away what I wanted. And in reality, what I really want to share with your listeners is that your deepest desires and God's desires for you are really one and the same thing. And when you discern any decision, when you either enter into a formal discernment process or just simply ask God, like, what is it that you want for my life? And you make God a part of that conversation. You're not losing anything by surrendering to him. You're not losing who you are or your desires or your dreams. You're actually moving more and more towards the person that you most want to be, as well as the person that God has created you to be. I mean, it makes perfect sense logically, right? Like, of course, God, if God truly does want the best for me, then he's going to give me the deepest desire of my heart. But there's an element of surrendering control there that terrified me. Mm. For months. It yeah. was so scary. And so, you know, I just want to encourage anyone listening, if you are feeling that pull, that struggle, and you don't want to trust the Lord with your future, just know that when you trust him and you just allow him to have your heart, he's going to give you more than what you could ever surrender. What he has for you is so much more than what you have to lose.
Stacey Sumerow is our guest today, and she shares her journey from the Broadway stage to the convent and then to motherhood in her new book, Adventure Awaits. It is out and available from Ave Maria Press. This is an incredible book of discernment and trust in God's desire for you. And I encourage all of our listeners to purchase a copy today. Stacey, it has been an incredible conversation and so much more I want to ask you about, but I'm already against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so I can continue in the next half hour?
Oh, absolutely.
Stacey Sumerow is joining us today. Back, if you were listening to our first segment, she introduced us to her new book, Adventure Awaits. Stacey, thanks for staying with me today.
Oh, it's such a joy to be here. Thank you for having me, Brenda.
Stacey, along with being an author, you are the host of a podcast called and Caffeinated. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. Called and Caffeinated started when I was a brand new mom after I had discerned my vocation and I had discerned out of religious life, and so had my husband before we met. And then we met, and in a very short time, we got married. And then in a very short time after that, we had my first son, and then we had a little girl. So by our second wedding anniversary, we had 2 little babies. And Called and Caffeinated arose out of this curiosity that I had around the whole topic of discerning your vocation. I was on this, okay, hopefully this story won't get too long for your listeners, but I was on a reality television show after I had left theater and I was feeling called to discern my vocation. So I went to a convent. I went to actually 5 convents, visited 5 convents. And part of that discernment was on a reality TV show called The Sisterhood, Becoming Nuns on Lifetime in 2014. And what was interesting was that the show itself actually was kind of made for TV, but there was a lot of real true discernment that was happening for me, especially behind the scenes when the cameras weren't there. And, you know, sharing my honest journey was such a joy and a privilege. And as it aired worldwide, I started getting this really unique view into what people were thinking and wondering about finding God's will. I started getting hundreds of messages from people around the world who were sharing the same vocational struggles that I was, as well as, you know, not just vocational struggles, but truly we discern every decision in our lives. So I started getting these messages, and Called and Caffeinated became my exploration as a student, not as an expert, but as a student, talking to people who were way smarter and knew way more than I did about this topic of discernment. And the podcast took off pretty quickly because I couldn't find material. I couldn't find somebody else who had a podcast like this to help guide me. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to be the learner. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to dive into this. And it's been amazing. You know, I've done over 100 episodes. I produce content that's evergreen, and I kind of produce it slowly and thoughtfully. And so it's been 7 years of making Called and Caffeinated, and I really love hearing from my listeners about their questions and about how my guests or the insights that I've gained have really helped them grow closer to the Lord. And, you know, the beautiful thing is discernment, some people like to approach it, I certainly did, like to approach it as a set of rules. You know, you get the right answer, and then you get an A on the test, and then you get into heaven. But the truth is that discernment really is about, first and foremost, your relationship with the Lord. Mm. Pope Francis in 2022 said, you know, discernment requires a filial relationship. And that to me rings so true. You know, every good discernment comes from that approach of us to God as his children, approaching him as our father and saying, you know, I want to be close to you more than anything else. And then the answers flow from that.
That is more of what you will come to understand, of course, looking at her podcast, Called and Caffeinated, and also in her book, Adventure Awaits, How to Interpret Your Desire and Hear God's Voice. It's been a wonderful conversation, Stacy. And then just as we end our discussion today, you know, what is your hope and the key takeaways for people who get your book and are kind of ready to embark on their own spiritual journey?
Thank you for that question. I love that question. My sincere hope is that the Lord takes this book to whoever needs to read it. There are many different transitions and turning points in our lives and many, many different circumstances that can make us feel like the Lord is really far away and that he doesn't care about us. That's certainly a battle that I have fought through my entire life. And so I hope that my book encourages people who read it to look at their life truly as, you know, God's not far away. He's just preparing this adventure for me. He's preparing what's around the next turn in the road. And I know that life can be disorienting. Life can be really challenging. It can be very hard sometimes. As a special needs mom and, you know, a mom to four kids with one on the way, I've certainly seen some of the more difficult sides of life, especially when one of my daughters spent over 4 months in the hospital in 2021. And you know, going through that hard time and other hard times as well, I can say with confidence that, you know, God's not done with you. And the Lord is truly preparing this adventure for you. And if you choose to look at your life as an adventure, as God's adventure, it's going to raise you up to a closer relationship with him. And if you look for evidence of his goodness, if you look for his provision in your life, you're going to find it. I really hope the listeners and readers of the book really take away that God is on your team at every moment, and that he's looking at you with love, and that all of these things happening are really coming from a place of love and of a desire to be close to you and bring you close to him in heaven.
Oh, no doubt. Life is a beautiful adventure. And boy, when God is your guide, it's amazing what you become. And it's just really beautiful how it's revealed in your new book. If you are just tuning in, Stacy Sumrow is joining us with telling us more about her new book, Adventure Awaits. So people have been listening. They know a little bit about your podcast and your life. Where can they find a copy for themselves and find more about you and your podcast?
Oh, wonderful. Yes. So Stacy Sumrow is my website. That's where that's kind of the one-stop shop to look at my blog, to see where all the episodes of the podcast are, as well as my YouTube channel. My name is spelled a little tricky. Sumrow is French, and you can blame my husband. I used to be Stacy Jackson, which was way easier. So my website is StacySumrau.com. And then you can also grab a copy from the Ave Maria Press website or Amazon or anywhere else that fine books are sold.
Excellent. I encourage our listeners to check all of that out. And Stacy, what blessed time it has been with you this morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Brenda. It's been a joy.
Again, that is Stacy Sumrow. Now, the name of the book, Adventure Awaits, How to Interpret Your Desires and Hear God's Voice. I will be sure to put a link that'll get you right to Stacy's page and to Ave Maria Press. You can find out more. Just go to the podcast of today's interview. You'll find it at materdeiradio.com. And of course, also on the Hail Mary Media app.